A story from our Across Women's Lives desk now about what can happen after natural disasters hit. First, there's a scramble for survival for things like food, water, and first aid. Then comes the rebuilding. But law enforcement worries about something else as well, the human trafficking that comes in the wake of all the destruction. The World's Jasmine Garst reports from Houston.
Pretty girls wanting to make some quick money and recover losses from Harvey. That's an online ad I came across recently in Houston, one of many mentioning the hurricane. Now, in the past, I had heard about traffickers targeting natural disaster areas, so I reached out to someone who knows all about the world of sex trafficking.
Here, I was gang trafficked over here. Majority of the Crips run this area. There's a few Bloods a little further north.
Allison Franklin is a sex trafficking survivor and an advocate for victims of trafficking. Tonight, we're driving around Houston, right after Hurricane Harvey. Her car is creaky, and she drives with the window open, letting the hot breeze in. These are the streets where she herself was once sold and bought.
These cheap motels, I mean, these are hotbeds for trafficking and prostitution and drugs. I lived in this hotel for about 3 years.
In the darkness, under a yellow streetlight, a very young woman in a baggy dress stands looking out at nothing in particular. On the next corner, another girl, and another one, waiting to get picked up. A lot of these girls, Franklin says, are trafficked by the gangs that rule this area, just like she was. She remembers working around 2006 when women started showing up from New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
So many individuals flooded just this area alone that I know of that were homeless. They had no money. They had no place to live. And so you're not left with many options when you're in that situation.
It's difficult to put numbers on an underground industry like sex trafficking. But we do know it's a trade that moves millions of dollars every year.
I just know that a market's a market.
Former Congresswoman Linda Smith of Washington State is the founder of the anti-trafficking NGO Shared Hope International.
And if there's somebody that's going to pay good money, lots of money, somebody else is going to bring a product to that market. And unfortunately, a natural disaster like we've seen will bring a market just because of market principles.
I called Smith up so she could explain how this all works. She says you get thousands of workers, mostly men, and aid workers flooding in to rebuild a city. And you mix that with a population that has just lost everything. Smith says she first came into contact with these cases following natural disasters in Asia, but then she noticed them here in the U.S. too.
Girls who had been trafficked by a major trafficking ring across the upper part of the country, but they were dropping into the Katrina area. Now, what shocked me when I started talking to some of the girls is they looked at me like, well, yeah, because that's where you go, because there's a lot of buyers.
And it wasn't just women from other states. Local women were being sold, too.
Yeah. Local is your vulnerable population who's out there. We know a lot of them are out there. And now they're more destabilized. And the systems around them are destabilized for a period of time. And so it just simply makes them ripe for the picking.
Before the hurricane, the Houston police was concerned enough to speak throughout communities about the dangers of trafficking after a disaster. Back in the car, Allison Franklin says she's worried about the same dynamics happening here in Houston.
One of those guys is a pimp.
She's pointing to a group of guys hanging out under the pulsating light of a gas station. Her former pimp is probably out here somewhere, too. She's seen him around.
Bottom feeder pimps, they sit out there on that corner and wait for the women to come back with money and then give them drugs and send them back out again.
But this is the lowest rung of the ladder, the bottom of the barrel. Franklin remembers working out here when something changed. The internet. She remembers her own trafficker started moving girls off the street. She says the internet is a sex trafficker's dream come true.
It lowered the risks of, say, the trafficker or the women getting caught.
And think about it in this disaster context. Your life was upended by a hurricane. Maybe you lost your home, your car. But you probably still have your phone. You may still go online. Franklin consults for a Texas nonprofit, Children at Risk. They did a study recently and found that adult ads on online sites doubled after Hurricane Harvey.
And they still haven't gone down yet.
Adult ads don't equal trafficking. And plenty of people choose to be sex workers. When I get back to my hotel, I go online and check out those ads again. It's hard not to cringe at the ones that imply sex in exchange for shelter after the hurricane. When everything has been lost, choice becomes a vague term. If you lost your house, one man offers a large place to stay. He'll take care of you, as long as you're Hispanic, Asian, or white, and in good shape. Send pictures. Are these genuine offers for willing participants or traffickers, sweet-talking the most vulnerable? All you have to do to find out is hit reply.
Wow, that was the world's Jasmine Garz reporting from Houston for our Across Women's Lives desk.